Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to On Time Radio, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Carmen Hara, and today we're going to talk about the no fear zone. Fear stands like a wall between you and the joyful life you're meant to live. So when you live in fear, you experience many other negative side effects like anxiety, depression, frustration, anger. And listen to your fears will help you embrace them, will help you eradicate them, will help you free your mind from harmful thoughts and adopt the mentality of a brilliant future that is actually in your hands. So this is the topic for tonight. And also, as you know very well, this is a call-in show. So feel free to call in 202-570-7057. If you want to find out much more about your life and much more of where are you in your life right now. So let's talk about you. But because I choose a topic every week, I'm actually ecstatic to be with you. You know, I am always waiting for Tuesdays because I know you're joining me. So this is my favorite day of the week because I get to connect with you. You, my friends, my listeners. So today is a day in which I pray that you are all blessed, that you live without worries, that you live without fear, and you live with love in your life. Because most of all, I want you to be fearless. And I want you to be fearless forever. But today we're embracing the topic. So if you feel there is a bit of an ounce of fear, I am here to help you embrace it, remove it, delete it, you know, because fear is one of the four great emotions. Now, I did articles on this on Huffington Post, and I talk about the four great, and how many emotions. There are four major ones that dominate our lives: the emotion of love, the emotion of anger, the emotion of hatred, and the emotion of fear. Ultimately, we should all strive to live off of love, but the other emotion, you know, tend to creep in. So sometimes we question, why do we have negative emotion and are they necessary? Probably yes, we can realistically live only off of love. That would be ideal because, you know, we will lose its novelty of love and we won't appreciate the wonders that love has to offer. So that's why fear, anger, and hatred should only serve to make us understand the infinite force and healing power of love. But unfortunately, as we are a whole, we are far away from living in love. The totality of who we are is not living in love. So the totality of who we are lives in fear. Fear of tomorrow, fear of a change, fear of the unknown. But when we think a little bit and we understand, fear is our greater oppressor. It inhibits us from progression and evolution. It's like chains wrap around our feet. Fear is the oldest emotion that mankind experience. If you look at a child, when a child is born, the child knows how to cry or to laugh. So there's emotion of joy or there's emotion of pain. of fear. So this oldest emotion, and we question, is it really necessary? Probably the emotion of fear is necessary to a certain degree. And I am absolutely confident that every living creature on this universe has the ability to experience fear, because it's part of our natural fight or flight mechanism, in which we distinguish pleasant situation from dangerous situation. Because fear moderates our behavior to keep us from potentially harmful encounters. If we couldn't fear, we will run and hug the robber who has a gun is about to shoot us, because he's supposed to steal us and break into our house. And if we would even jump off the roof of our house, because we won't fear the pain of the fall. So I know this is kind of funny, but it's true. Think a little bit. Why I never understood something that for me continues to be some kind of a mystery is why people are not afraid to experience drugs, alcohol, and become addicted, but they are afraid to apply for a new job. I'm hearing people calling me, I'm so scared, do I get this job? But on the other hand, I go back home, and I drink 10 glasses of wine. And I'm not afraid that I can be intoxicated and have to call the ambulance. So we have become such fearful creature that the things we fear and the things we don't fear are totally mixed up. We fear all the things and don't fear all the wrong things. We fear the right things and don't fear the wrong things. I don't know how to explain myself better. We are, for example, deathfully afraid of the perspective of being able to communicate with the other side. We said, oh, that's not something I can comp. I'm so scared. But why? Because science can always explain this phenomena. It's true. Yet we're not afraid to settle into a relationship which is bluntly wrong for us, and we're not afraid to live a life that can be very dangerous. So my conclusion is that we are really afraid of our potential. We've evolved to fear ourselves, and we've evolved to fear each other. This has caused us to allow fear to take over our lives and direct us in the completely wrong direction as a whole, as a totality. Now, honestly, which of you is not afraid to call the show? Which of you is open to talk about their fear? Which of you listening to the show can say, okay, I am open to talk about my fears, because I know that if I talk about it, I have a chance to acknowledge my fear, to embrace my fear, to go to the root of my fear. And whatever I acknowledge, I can delete, I can eliminate, I can take out. But if I'm not aware, I will allow myself to live in that fear and make the fear amplify. So as I said, we have to be conscious that fear can take over our life, and it's going to make us go in the wrong direction. We are never supposed to be afraid of becoming what we meant to become. And that's why this show, it has been designed to make you see into yourself. The show is a reflection, is a mirror, is mirroring you. And where can you go? And what are you afraid to see? The good in you that you're afraid to see, the chances that you're supposed to experience that you're not seeing. So if you have no fear, pick up the call and dial 202-570-7057, and we will talk. We will talk about in which way the show is a reflection of you and in which way you can eliminate your fear. You should be afraid sometime in life of negative energy, and you should learn how to protect yourself, because we're literally letting our fears keep us down from moving forward, keep us apart from each other. When people break a relationship, when they fall apart, when a marriage falls apart, Because these people are afraid. There's fear that makes people take wrong decisions. So I want you, for you today, to rewire your brain and reestablish what you should really fear and you should, and what you should never be afraid of. So I want to tell you something interesting. Fear includes your phobias. And phobias are irrational fears, which the rest of the society doesn't reflect. So phobias tend to be personal. And your phobias stem from a traumatic experience. Maybe in your childhood, maybe somewhere in the memory of another life if you believe in that. But regardless of what you fear, I am here to listen. To listen to your fear. To give you the motivation that you need to erase your fear. So then, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid you won't get a job? Are you afraid you'll be fired? Are you afraid you don't know your life mission? Are you afraid that your partner is cheating on you? Are you afraid of abandonment? Are you afraid of not having money? And so on and so forth. You know, where do your fears come from and why? So this is where I'm here from, to show you where your fears are coming from, to show you how you can overcome your fear and why should you overcome them. So I want you to call in right now because I'm going to take your calls in a second. But meanwhile, I want to tell you I would love to have you on my social media accounts. For instance, today I did a show on fear on live Facebook Live, and there were so many people joining me, and it was wonderful because we've been talking about this topic and people were asking questions. So it's a free service and it's fun to do, and it allows us to connect. So be part of Carmen Hara Facebook, Carmen Hara on Instagram, go to my site carmenhara.com, because this is the way we can create a family together and we can honor each other. So, you know, for me, I want you to know that no matter what problems you experience in life, there is a solution, because you will never be let down. There is a higher force that will never let you down. Let me give you, I wrote today some quotes that I want to read them to you because they're so beautiful, and they do refer to your fears, to your feelings, and I'm gonna read them to you. So one quote says like this: if you look into your heart and you find nothing wrong there, what is there to worry about? What is there to fear? And this was written almost 3,000 years ago by a Greek philosopher called Confucius. Then Friedrich Nietzsche, the German philosopher, talked about fear like, fear is the mother of morality. William Shakespeare said, in time we hate that which we often fear. So these are amazing quotes, and there's another one that I want to read to you. When one has the feelings of dislike for evil, when one feels tranquil, one finds pleasure in listening to good teaching. When one has these feelings and appreciates them, one is free of fear. So in other words, if you have those feelings of listening to wisdom and listening to the good in you and appreciate the good feelings, the love, the comfort, the appreciation, when you have that within you, then there is no fear. You're free from fear. So I wanted to read this quote because I thought that this was so beautiful, so powerful, and so right to the point, like summarizing everything I meant today. So for everybody listening, Kimberly, Dominguez, just hold on the line. I'll be with you in 1 or 2 minutes because I have to mention two more things, and then I'll take a 30-second break, and then I'll take your calls. I'm very excited that you have the courage to call in and let's talk about your issues. Let's talk about what bothers you. Let's talk about your emotion that probably generated the situation that you are in. But there are things to fear and things not to fear. And I want to mention that five things to fear. You should be afraid by not fulfilling your life purpose. I agree with you. We're all born with a unique vocation. You should be not okay in your life and fearful about the fact that you might not be with the right person. That's a real reason to be afraid of, because we're all meant to settle with the one who's good for us. What happens, you know what I mean, that relationship we enter into are a direct reflection of your emotional state of being. So it happens that you're in the wrong relationship, and that's something to be afraid of, that you don't attract that. You should be afraid of not healing from negative emotional experiences, because it's going to leave you wounded for the rest of your life. So living with unhealed memories cultivate more fear and keeps you from moving, you know, and taking a step forward into your life. You should be afraid if not acknowledging your spiritual nature, because we are all, at the end of the day, spiritual beings. We have this energy within ourselves, and not understanding that is limiting yourself to the physical world. It is, you're missing a piece of the puzzle, so you're missing the meaning of your own self in this world. You should be afraid if you have anger. If anger is an enemy, you know what I mean? Then you should be afraid of that negative feeling, because anger makes your brain create neurons programmed for anger, making you more and more angry. I don't know if you ever seen a person becoming angrier every day. So anger causes you to drift further apart from the spirit. You should never be afraid of death. You should never be afraid of your own intuition. You should never be afraid of your future. You should never be afraid of where the world is headed. You should never be afraid of those around you. Don't be afraid of other people. There are a lot of good people in this world. So I'm going to go to a break, and all of you listening, and Kimberly, Dominguez, my callers, hold on the line. I'll be back with you in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, I'm back on Home Time Radio. I'm Carmen Jara, talking about being fearless, being authentic, being bold in life in order to make your dreams come true. I mentioned before going to a break that there are things you should never be afraid. You should never be afraid of the fifth dimension, of the so-called the other side. You should never be afraid of your own intuition. Your intuition never lies. And you should never be afraid to trust your intuitive mind. You should never be afraid of your future, because your future is what you make of it. And when you add fear into the equation, you sabotage your chances of success. You can achieve everything you dream, but only if fear is not present and not to get in your way. You should never be afraid of the people around you. Don't be afraid of other people. There are good people and there are bad people in this world, but we need to regain our faith in the human spirit and give everyone the benefit of a doubt that they will play a positive and not a negative role in our lives. So try to work this way with the universe around. You should never be afraid of our world, because the future of the world determines, you know, the future of the world directly determines our future. So we are intertwined into the universe. So what happens to the world indirectly is connecting to us. So when you don't do your part and you don't care about the rest of the world, you're only doing damage to yourself. But you have to take the future in your hands, and you have to integrate yourself in the future of the world and make it fearless, like a fearless world for all of us, one person at a time. But as I promise you, this is your show, so I'm going to go and talk to Kimberly from New York. Hi, Kimberly.
Yes.
Hi, Kimberly. It's me, Carmen Jara. Thank you so much for the courage.
How are you?
To call the show. I'm great. I'm great, Kimberly. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I mean, I can be doing, of course, a little bit better, but that's why I'm calling in.
Okay. Let's see, where is that you think I'm not doing well enough and I want something else? And is there any fear associated with this?
I'm sure there is. Yes, I'm sure there is. I have two situations that I'm in.
Let's stay to the first one and then the second one. They might be connected. Usually situations, they intertwine. They somehow, you know what I mean, they interconnect. So let's see which is the first situation that you think is bothering you or needs a resolution.
Well, one of them is a job, and then one of them is a love of my life. A boyfriend. He's an ex-boyfriend right now. But okay, so the job right now, I've been with for 18 months. I'm a nanny, and she's having another baby, and I'm not being valued, and I had to decline the position that she offered me for a lot of reasons, and I have three children of my own, and she wants a live-in, but I can't. She wants a live-in, but not a live-in, and I just can't. I have my own children and own dog, and I'm divorced. So
right.
I had to resign. So my last day is February 1st. So right now I'm applying for a personal assistant jobs, which I would prefer.
Very good. Very good. I'm excited. You know, the bad things that are happening sometimes are actually for our own good. I feel like you are not necessarily supposed to continue the nanny job because that's just a reflection of your own responsibility of taking care of your own kids. And it's already way too much, you know? So you have to snap out, you know, and do something that is more a reflection of you, of what you want to achieve, of your talents. There's so much more you can achieve. Does it make sense?
Well, right, and what's happening here is that all these other nannies, I was a preschool teacher and in the business for 30 years, and then I finally got into the nanny business. So on that note, I've been in the nanny business, but the problem is everyone that I interview with, their situation is they're putting their kids on waiting lists to go to get in schools. So the job that I can take tomorrow can end in 3 months or 6 months or 9 months. Well, that's
exactly,
the job security for me. So I'm still interviewing with some nannies, with some families, regarding, the first question is your child on a waiting list, regardless. So I was just curious on where I'm going with this personal assistant / housekeeper position. It's no children. It's the perfect money, perfect location. It fits my needs. I'm not taking care of anyone else's children's where they, it's right.
Way better. Yeah, way better. Right. So this position, I resonated when you said that. I resonated. I said, yes, this is where you need to
I'm
go
ready
because
for a
it's, thing. Yes. It's a huge change. It's going to make you feel, it's going to make you feel I can breathe better. You know what I mean? I am so relieved by all these other responsibilities. And my mind can focus into a different direction. I may be even more creative. I can do other things. There's more variety in my life, not the same thing. And, you know, dealing with kids can be extremely draining. Extremely draining.
It really
and
is.
I think you...
Yeah.
It took away nobody said, but you already are trained because you have three kids, you know, and I know because I raised three kids myself. So I am like, I'm with you on this one, you know, and I can relate to everything you're telling me. I know that the load of responsibility that you have to do. And if you add even more kids into it, you know what I mean? You can have a nervous breakdown at some point. But if you diversify, if you go in a different direction, you replenish your energy and you find a different meaning. You give yourself a different sense, a different direction. It's going to make you feel really good about this. And I feel you're not in the same danger, like I can lose my job in 3 months. You can expand. You know, I feel like here you can expand. You can use your other skills. You can use your creative energy, believe it or not. And you can get excited. You can even get a bonus. You can have a raise of income. You can make more money. The location, like you said, is good. It allows you to deal better with your own kids. So there's a numerous way to feel advantageous of the situation. This is the way I think your life will go.
Yes, I'm excited now. Do you foresee... me, like she said that I'm the first person that applied, and with my resume, she would like to give me an interview, and I told her that I would need to give my employee a 2 week notice. I'm leaving one, I'm a nanny for two families, so there's one position I'm leaving part-time on February 1st, but there's another position that I'm not leaving, but that doesn't, I need full-time, so if I need to leave the second job to get a full-time...
You'll be able to do it, yeah.
So do you think that the interview will go well and I might get the job?
Will go. Is this the woman interviewing you who's brown hair? Have you ever met this lady?
I have not. Her name is Lauren. And
yeah.
She just seems real nice and, and she's just like, you know, I said, well, when was the start date? And she's like, as soon as possible. And she says, do you work right now? And I said, yeah. She goes, oh, okay. She goes, let me give you an interview first. Let me see how it goes. And let me, you know, this job you need a lot of high energy and hard work.
Right.
And I said, well, I've been in the preschool department for 30 years. That's a completely high energy and hard work ethic.
Oh, absolutely.
Not a job whatsoever.
I cannot agree with you more. Yeah, she will love it. She will be like, Start right away whenever you can. She needs you right away, I feel like. You can start like probably in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or something. Yeah.
I'm up against a lot of people right now, but she's giving me the first interview, and so do you think it might go in my favor?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. In
really?
Your favor. Right.
Wow, yeah.
You have to go there without any fear. Like, you have to go there with the confidence. This woman, as much as she gave me already an interview, it means she needs me. And I'm going to make her see who I am, and I'm going to make myself proud, and I'm going to convince this woman I'm the right person for the job. And I don't need time to reflect upon it. I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a winner. That should be your attitude.
Yes,
that should be the way
attitude.
You go there. Yes.
Yes.
I'm
planning on it. And I would love, I honestly, and I told her that I am ready for, she goes, oh, she's getting at you, want to get away from kids. I said, it's not that I want to get away from kids. I said, I got burned out of the teaching job. Now I've been working with a family, and she doesn't really know the ups and downs of the business. You know, every family I interview, yes, my kid is on a waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't mean no good. So I already know in my heart.
I would not psychologically, as a psychologist, I will not touch upon this too much. I'll simply say, you know, I love what I do, but I've raised three of my own kids, and it takes a lot of my energy, and I want to move my life into a different direction, you know. I want to do something different. I have that kind of an energy, you know what I mean, to explore and to use in this particular field. I'm super excited. So make her know that you are confident that you can do this exactly the way she needs you. That whatever other job you did, that's fine. It's a chapter that you somehow want to change it. Everybody wants to make a different living at some point. So you think
right,
that you fit
know
perfectly. So continue on that path, on you convincing her how good this type of job is for you and how fit you are
for
the job.
I told her that. I did tell her that, and she was like, you know what? I've never been in the nanny business. And I said, you know, handling a class of 15 children, and then you have the parents. I go, you
right.
have no choice but to have high energy. And I didn't do it for 30 years without
so
high
true.
Energy. She said, you know what? She said that's a very good point. And I right there, she said, I'll give you an interview. So I'm excited about it. And so, I mean, it's not fearful. I'm most fearful of not having an income on February 4th. You know what I mean?
No, you'll have an income. You'll have an income by then.
Okay. Well, good. And then the other one is, so I was dating a guy for 3 years, okay? And he's a lot
right.
younger than me. But we connected.
Seven
like,
years younger or 10? How many years?
Oh, it's way more. It's like 15.
Okay. You're not the only one. I mean, think of Demi Moore dating Ashton Kutcher was also 15 years younger. 17 years younger, actually. So, yeah, it's very common in the world today when men marry women 25 years younger. Look at our president. Or I have a friend of mine who just 62, who just married a 30-year-old man, just to give you an example. She just married him.
Right.
So she's 62 and he's 30. So, and from my experience, and I've seen this before and not the first time, their relationship goes extremely well because it can be karmic. So the story with the age difference doesn't mean anything, you know? Right. So don't be intimidated by the fact that he's younger. The question
is, do you
have a connection with him? Do you feel like the man loves you? Is this the person for you?
This is the situation. We have hit it off from day one, right? It's been going, it's we will know each other come August 4 years, but the relationship kind of ended. It didn't end, but it came to a halt about a year and a half ago. Okay. And there was just, I think even though we had that deep connection, I think it was just bad timing. I had just left my husband. You know, I thought he was a rebound, but then we fell in love, and I know he loves me. The situation with him now is that, you know, he feels that he has less than me, and he does, And he's just trying to get all his stuff together in life. He's going back to school. He's just trying to get his stuff together. So we are friends deeply. And, but he, you know, he came back at Christmas time and he bought me a gift, and the first time in like a year, he's like, you know, I really love you. I miss you. And I want to fix us. And, you know, and I'm open to that. But, I feel like he's very, you know, he's fearful. I know he's mm-hmm. been hurt in his past lives. I know he had his mother was, you know, a drunk, and she didn't really guide him or really conditionally love him. So I know he's got a lot of childhood issues that, you know, he's trying to work through them. So it seems it's complicated, but for some reason we're like magnets and we can't let go. But I told him the other day, if you're not ready to come back, it saddens my heart to have you around me if you're not ready.
Right.
It's just, it's not like, I can't, I want to be his friend. I am his friend,
right.
But I can't just hang out and act like, okay, I'll see you in 5 days. You know what I mean? Because I've already, I'm in love.
I know exactly.
So,
you're so right. But you are the leading force of this relationship. You understand what I mean? You make this relationship move forward, or you can break it. It's not up to him, it's up to you, in my opinion.
Why is that?
So you are the leading force, because this is a man who's looking for the female that can guide him, that can love him, eventually more mature than him, to take him by the hand, because he's been missing a mother figure in so many respects. He had issues with the family. He comes in away from a broken family, you know. Whatever happened there between him and his mother, he still, for the rest of his life, he will look for the woman who acts like she's in control. So you cannot allow him to be in control. You have to be. Hold on the line, Kimberly. I need a 30 seconds break, so don't hang up. Okay.
Okay, I'll wait here. Thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio with my show Miracle Guidance, and I was talking to Kimberly. So Kimberly, my opinion is that You have to show strength in front of this man. He will listen to you, and I think you're the one making decisions. He's a follower, you're the leader. This is the type of a relationship that you have. The only problem is that sometimes when you go through a divorce and a separation, the person that comes right after that, you know, just to help you survive and to help you break through, can be just a transition in your life. So you have to make sure, is this a transitory relationship or is this something that you want to make it work? I really believe you have all the chances to make this work.
It is totally love because...
Yes, that's why I'm saying you have all the chances to make it work.
We've been separate for quite a while. And for some reason, he comes back and I take him. And then, but not, like, it's just, there's such a connection, it's crazy. And it's not, like, if he was just, a rebound or something like that, it would have been over already. But, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a sure.
No, I believe, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I wanted you to say it. I love the passion that you have in talking about it. That's why I think that you have all the chances to make this right, to make it work.
Okay.
And you want to make this work. Like, absolutely. But the way to do it is you are making decisions and he will follow in. You know what I mean? You are the number one. It's always like this in a relationship. It's always like this. In between two people, there's always one leader. You know, it always, you cannot be equal.
I feel like he's the leader.
Why?
When he came back, well, because when he said, you know, he was away at school in Georgia, and he came home, and he's like, you know, I have something for you, and I want to give it to you. And then when he was coming over, he's like, you know what, I'm tired, I'll just call you tomorrow. And I just thought, you know what, I go, well, if you're coming back, do you want to rekindle, do you want to work at this? And he tells me, I don't know. But he bought me a gift, and he tells me, oh, you know, calls me every night and FaceTimes. He wants it, but something's holding him back. So I told him, until you're ready, until you 100% know, I can't do this anymore. So he told me, okay, he understands, and he goes, yeah, you probably should let me go, which I don't...
Where you stand with him right now? Right now, is the situation?
Well, so January 4th, he was supposed to come over, and then he didn't come over. So then I said to him, I go, you know what? It's almost like a roller coaster ride, and I'm riding his roller coaster. I feel like he's the leader because I'm ready.
In other words, he cannot be the leader. You're the one to. You are the one who have to take charge of this relationship.
Well, I already
so
did.
You have
I
to
told
re-
him I can't see
rethink.
You.
Good.
I told him I can't see you because I love you and it hurts too much. If you're not ready to commit and try to work at this and move forward and me be in your life only. So he said. You know, okay, fine, maybe you should move on. And I said, okay, well, you take care of yourself. And, you know, and I left it this. Now, we've had these conversations before. So it's been about a week and a half, and he sent me, like, he's a boater, and he saw a picture of a name on a boat. My name is Kim, and he's like, and he sent me a picture, like, he saw Miss Kim, so he just sent me that picture. And then he sent me something about,
so
right now,
I love
we're
it.
Not,
That's nice.
We're not communicating. You know, he by him sending those pictures, he's saying that he's thinking of me, but he's not coming back saying I'm ready. So
don't reach any conclusion because I think he will come and say I'm ready. It's okay to wait another week or two. It's okay to wait a little bit later, a little bit longer.
But
sorry.
I feel like I've been just waiting and
honestly,
I have anxiety over this, and I'm not one to have anxiety, and I just feel like. He's so close, but he's so far. I mean, do you see him calling, like, anytime soon or wanting to rekindle?
Yeah, I see him calling anytime soon. Yeah, I see him calling, and let me know if by next week, let's say by a week from today, and call me on the show, and let's see where we stand a week from now. So I personally see the man coming around within a week, maximum 2 weeks, but I see him reaching out to you. I will allow you
to
take charge.
He knows what I want, and I think, and I told him, please respect my wishes. I said, don't. If you love
Absolutely.
Me and you're not ready,
right.
Let me go, because you're only bringing me sadness. You're not bringing me happiness, and that's not what this is about. And he's like, okay, fine.
I agree.
And, you know, so now I haven't heard from him. And I'm so you think in about a week he might come back, but you think he's gonna be ready in a week, or you think he's gonna just come back?
No,
to say
I
hi?
Think the man is ready. I think the man is has his own issues. You know, he's been damaged in the past, and he attempts to, you know, work on that pain from time to time, like allow the pain to come back. But I see him coming around. I think he values you. I think he doesn't want to be without you. I think this is a major step forward. And my opinion is that he will come and he will contact you. He will come back.
Okay.
Totally coming back to you. Please.
I will just,
yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to get a job and
yes.
My life is going to come back. Well, this is a happy
yes, your
event.
Whole life is going to move in the right direction with
yay,
your participation. Okay,
thank
my love.
Thank you so much, and I'll call you in a week. You have a good night.
Okay. I love you, Kimberly. Thank you so much for being part of my show.
Well,
I love you,
you
sweetie.
Me, and I love you, too. Okay,
absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye, my dear. I'm going to go to Dominguez. Hi, Dominguez, my
Hi,
friend. My dear,
Hi,
dear
Carmen.
Friend. Hi, beautiful lady.
Hi, you too. You beautiful. You have a okay, lot of joy and charisma.
I love the idea of being happy. You know, I'm in love with life and everything that's beautiful in life. I never want to look in the dark side of life, you know. I'm always
that's
trying
good.
To
I'm
see where, yes. Where is the good in the bad? You know, there's always something like this around
I
us.
I
so.
Used to be when I was younger, I used to be happy all the time, but I think when my 30s, ever since my 30s, my life has been very ups and down, not too much joy, but what can you do? I think maturity knocks on my door.
Right. So where are you
yeah.
right now? Because I know your situation. What's up with your situation?
It's I'm still in the SOS. Although a lot of things have been more stabilized, but I'm still in the process of divorce. And
you still
like,
moving forward with the divorce?
Yeah, he's not changing his mind. In my end, I don't want to divorce, but he wants to divorce. So we're still in that situation, just waiting for the court, then go to court, then hearing, have a hearing on this, on that. Everything's still stagnated. And then,
so he
you know,
didn't
want to...
Did he tell you clearly he's not a change? What is the last conversation? With him,
our relationship cannot return to me as a wife anymore. It's over. Everything is over. Even as a friend, he doesn't want to be even my friend, because if he have another relationship, that might affect him. He just want to terminate pretty much the whole relationship in general. But he's still helping me with the kids and some other things. But everything's over. And my fear is just like, how can I get over him? How can I, you know, accept that everything is over, even though we still have a chemical, we still have, something there. Not a lot of things didn't end. We have a good compatibility in the relationship. But according to his end, it's over. I need to kind of learn to let go. I'm not being able to let go. And how can I leave by, you know, move on, by, you know, trying to move on? That's my hard part that I'm going through right now. I think it is the fear of what's coming next. What's, you know, my
right,
fear is
right.
what's coming next. Yeah.
So the divorce is starting right now, or it's already in court?
It's already has been 2 years in court going on. Yeah. It has been for
okay.
the past 2 years.
And what is the phase? Is there a phase in which this comes to an end, or not really?
It feels already at the end, because we haven't been together for the past 2 years. It's almost like there's been an end. It's just because we own a one family house that he wants to sell, and I don't have a place to go yet. I didn't find anywhere
right.
affordable to move, and I'm kind of stuck right now.
I'm so confused about you divorcing. I never thought that this would really move forward. I guess he's really stubborn and influenced. I don't think it's really coming from his head. And how are the kids handling this?
Very challenged. So, like, one teenager is having his own.
That's
time.
What I'm asking, because teenagers might repress their emotion, but they don't understand their emotions. So teenagers suffer a lot and they rebel a lot when this happens around them.
That's what's happening a little bit in terms of coming home and going out with a friend.
Right, because kids are at this age, they don't take this. If this would have happened when your child would have been 4 or 5 or 7 years old, you'd have been fine. But at this age, it's hard on them. It leaves a mark on their mind, you know. They will always have an issue with this for the rest of their life because they need to process those feelings. And they, as a teenager, you don't know how to process feelings. You don't understand your feelings. That's
exactly,
why teenagers is considered a difficult phase in somebody's life. Teenagers, the dangerous years. Being a teenager is because you don't understand, you don't distinction facts from fiction, you don't understand that, you don't understand suffering. So there's that age in which you bridge, you know, the youth with becoming a mature person, and that's very hard to do.
Yeah, that's true. And it's even hard for me that's mature now and very challenging. And
well,
when I was younger.
Yeah. Well, if you insist on this, it might still not be because I feel like that. Is there a woman in this man's life right now, your ex? Is there a woman there?
I think his mom. He's at his mommy's house. But if
there's somebody influencing him.
I think there's families. It might be families or people that he's living at the same place.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody's influencing him. I don't even think his mother. I don't think these people are a good influence.
I feel they're influencing in
the negative way. Does it make sense?
A lot of distraction. Yeah, I think there's a lot of distraction. Yeah, he has a lot of distraction. You might be assuming he's already happy the way he's at right now. That any other choices might not work for him. I think that's what is going on.
I agree. But I still think that, you know, don't reach to any conclusion. Meanwhile, you have to do everything you can. How you're going to break through this? How you're going to concentrate on you? How you're going to make your life better? How you're going to move in a different direction? But, and on the other hand, allow this to unfold the way the universe wants this to unfold. You never know, this man might still come around. It's very possible, regardless of whatever he says today. I've seen people, they went through the divorce and they went ahead and marry again. You know, everything is possible. But don't ask for anything just for you to be okay. The most important thing is you to find peace through the process and the kids to be okay, emotionally, mentally, psychologically and physically being okay, like having, you know what I mean?
I think me being okay, trying to reach him, talk to him, that's the only way. Like, I get a little better when we talk to each other, when he helps me with the kids, when he sees the kids, when we are together.
Right.
Even though we don't have nothing anymore. I think that's one way I feel gets better for me, but otherwise it's difficult. But I guess happy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of hope with time, maybe with this numerology thing, like as time goes by,
it's
unfold.
Interesting that you might, whatever you see, this might not be the outcome, you know? Let's see how things are going to work, because it's very tricky sometimes to whatever reality shows you, it might not be the final outcome. So, but is he talking to you, seeing you anymore or no?
Yeah, we not too often, but like weekend based because of the kids, and I usually, you know, spend spend time mm-hmm. on his side to like be along with the kids.
Is he paying for the kids? I mean, paying the alimony. Is he doing this or no?
It's the mortgage. For now, mortgage where I'm living, the kid is paying. Yeah, so that's what's paying right now.
So in other words, he only pays the mortgage. Does he pay alimony for the children too or no?
No, because the amount that is supposed to be pay at some point is the same amount as the mortgage.
Because things
have not finalized yet, he's only paying for the mortgage right now. Yeah, which is really good help because I'm not working. I don't have a way to pay myself.
Right.
And right now I'm in welfare. The little that I have is welfare. Mm. Yeah.
Ay. That's difficult. Well, the show is over, Dominguez, but I want to continue to help you. So feel free to call
Thank
me
you.
These days. I'll give you some minutes free. I love you. For everybody listening, I'm Carmen Hara on Umtime Radio.
You.
And continue to live fearless and authentic. And I'll be with you next week, same place, same time, Umtime
Take
Radio.
Take care. Blessing
with my
you.
Wonderful Christopher. I love you, Dominguez.
Bye.
Love you, everybody.